It is the radio segment that likes to call itself Sassy But Classy. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Israel. The other day, a 47-year-old guy named Yosef Noam decided he wasn't happy at his job anymore. He'd been working in the same place for almost 20 years and needed a change of pace. So instead of coming into work that day, he chose to rob a bank.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Normal choices in life.
Yeah, logical. Mm-hmm.
And apparently the first robbery went so well that he decided to rob a second one too.
Wow.
But after that one, the cops were on to him because he had a very special way that he was robbing these places. In both robberies, Yosef was armed with an avocado.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What was he going to do with it?
He painted it black and claimed it was a grenade, and it worked twice.
Oh,
wow.
He got about $4,500 in the first robbery and another $3,300 in the second one. Cops couldn't ID him from the surveillance footage because he wore hats, glasses, and an eye patch to hide his face.
Oh.
But they eventually tracked him down by comparing the cell phone activity at each bank. His phone was the only phone active in both places.
Ooh.
While the banks were being robbed.
Yeah, turn that off.
Yeah. So now Yosef's in custody, and it's not clear how much time he's looking at for the avocado holdups, but we'll keep you posted.
He should have painted a pineapple and been like, this is just a giant grenade.
Yeah.
That would have been smarter.
This next leisure story is out of Leeds, England. A 71-year-old guy named Leonard Durkin died a few weeks ago from heart failure.
Aww.
And before he died, he told his family that he had one wish: to be buried with a double bacon cheeseburger from Burger King.
Did he miss the point about the heart failure?
Yeah.
Or
his family decided to honor that wish, and on the way to his funeral, the kids had the entire funeral procession go through a Burger King drive-through, and his 50-year-old son, Peter, ordered the burger and put it on top of his dad's coffin.
That's actually kind of amazing.
I would love to see a Hertz drive-through.
Yeah.
Right, a whole procession.
Yeah.
Then they went to a crematorium, held the funeral, and Leonard was cremated with the burger.
The
first cremation
like
that smelled delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it smells so good.
It smells like bacon in here. What's going on?
And they're like, no, wait, hold the pickles. He hated pickles.
Nobody made any flame-broiled jokes, but it was all just happy tears from friends and family. The funeral director who handled the ceremony thought it was one of the strangest, most touching things he's ever seen. But he did have to remind everybody to please use napkins because the attendees also brought French fries into the sanctuary so that they could say their goodbyes while eating some food. This next laser story is out of Mannheim, Pennsylvania. There was a local police auction that happened over the weekend, and apparently there were some good deals to be had. At one point, a group of people were inspecting a 2016 Dodge Challenger that was up for auction, and when they opened the trunk, they found a man inside.
Huh?
Yep.
How long has he been here? Was he alive? Was he dead? What's our status here?
He wasn't doing well, so he's rushed to the hospital, and now he's recovering, and the cops have identified him as a wanted felon.
What?
He's a 25-year-old guy named Leon Parks from the Bronx in New York, and he had an outstanding warrant for parole violations and weapons charges. But the big question is, how did he wind up in that trunk?
Yeah.
The cops aren't sure, and Leon isn't talking. One person suggested that Leon did it himself. One person online said that because, quote, I think a bunch of bad guys were probably chasing him through the auction, so he hid in a random trunk on purpose just to get caught by police so he wouldn't be killed.
I have a feeling it's a lot more stupid, the reason why he was in the trunk, but
there's no video that supports that theory, and police suspect the person who made that comment is either under the age of 12 or they've watched too many crime movies.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Trendsetter headquarters. Did you know the next big trend in clothing could be stuff that you almost never have to wash?
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Okay, I am listening to this trend.
Some companies have started using new fibers and treatments to make clothes that won't stink even after you wear them for a while.
What?
Yeah, it's a real thing. And we've got a clip from one of their advertisements.
Our clothes never smell, and they stay clean and fresh, even if you wear them every single day. In fact, I've been wearing this shirt here for 46 days in a row. Same with the socks and underwear. Now, I know what you're thinking. But these clothes are just as clean and fresh as the first day I put them on. That's right, over a month of putting these clothes through everything, from wearing them daily to the office, out to dinner, worn to bed, even the gym.
No.
Sounds disgusting to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, I was with him with the t-shirt, but the socks and underwear.
The gym? Yeah, the socks?
How does it say clean?
Dude, I wear socks for 2 hours and they're soaked.
Experts say that these no-wash clothes aren't just a big win for those of us who hate doing laundry. They're a big win for the environment. Washing machines are responsible for 17% of the water that we use in our homes. And a quarter of the carbon footprint of every piece of clothing comes from cleaning it. In fact, one brand that makes a seaweed fiber t-shirt says you'll save almost 800 gallons of water by not having to wash it as often as you'd wash a regular t-shirt.
Yeah, but think of the fashion. Like, ew, you wear the same thing every day for how long?
Yeah, no thank you.
I mean,
who wants to live in a world where you can't switch up your shirt?
Yeah, switch the color up.
Yeah.
Or think of it the other way. Like, yeah, you wore that 46 days in a row. Awesome.
No. Yeah, no.
I just hit the same way.
This next laser story is out of the wide world of ink. Every now and then, a viral trend comes along that poses a major health threat. Remember when people were eating Tide Pods?
Yeah.
Well, this might be just as bad, because the latest trend is called sunburn tattoos.
Oh,
God.
To get a sunburn tattoo, people put stencils on their skin and then head out and lay in the sun without any sunscreen. And when you remove the stencil, you have a sunburn shape on your skin.
Hey!
Oh, that's cool.
It's like a temporary tattoo.
I'm into it.
Social media users are feeling the burn.
Oh, God, you didn't.
I refuse to laugh.
You did.
Via designs of spiders, the Batman logo, and the Playboy bunny, one Instagram user said that she got a dreamcatcher-shaped sunburn tattoo by applying a stencil to her skin and then going into the sun and removing the stencil afterwards.
This is nothing new. Tanning salons used to give you all sorts of stickers that you could put on.
And when one of your friends falls asleep on the beach, you usually draw something on their back in sunscreen.
Yeah,
that's right.
Same thing.
So what are experts saying about sunburn tattoos? Well, most are saying it's not a good idea. And some are even saying it's really careless. One dermatologist from Princeton was quoted as saying, "Did everybody forget that UVA and UVB rays can cause harmful effects on the skin? It's one of the dumbest ideas anyone has ever come up with."
Yeah.
The companies selling the stencils say you should put on sunscreen before you put on the tattoos. But will people actually do that? Probably not. The goal is to get sunburned.
It gives you a better, burn.
This next laser story is out of cuddle land.
Land.
According to a new survey, one out of three adults say that they still sleep with a comfort object from their childhood.
Aww. I bet too. I know.
That includes things like stuffed animals, a blanket, or a special pillow. The survey also found that 41% of people have a nighttime ritual, including things like listening to music, watching a specific movie or a TV show, reading a book, or eating a snack.
The Office.
Yeah. Tasty.
Every night, it's got to be The Office.
And it turns out the survey found that one out of four people have a strange trick that they use to fall asleep, including things like thinking about unicorns, reading a history book, or putting their legs up on the wall.
Interesting. I've never done anything like that.
Great until you fall asleep, and then your feet just are numb.
I hurt in the morning.
Yeah.
So what do we learn from all this? Apparently, if you sleep with your teddy bear and you're afraid, it's okay.
Aww,
it's okay. See? It's not actually a sign that you're stuck in a state of childhood limbo. It just means that you're normal and you want to sleep with your stuffy.
We've all done it.
Thank you very much.
This guy only wants to sleep with his shoe.
Oh, but he's like sleeping with it.
Yeah. Actually, he's awaking with his shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means the Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.